You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews Okome. So let's get started. Hey friends, hey, welcome back to the show. It's Nikayla here. I'm back with another solo episode. You can consider this a teaching episode, like a work with me episode, because I had epiphany the other day about something that I need to do in my business. And I decided, why not take you guys along with me? So here's the deal. You know how two episodes ago we spoke about how to find out what your niche is, right? And in that episode, I shared this poll that I created that I sent out to friends when I was trying to figure out what I should be doing with my life, right? So this poll, it's something that I sent out. I quickly put together that link, sidehustlepro.co/poll, for the very first time that I mentioned that in one of my episodes. I can't remember which episode was the first time that I mentioned it, but I put that together that time. And it was real quick, just something I wanted to make sure it was ready for the episode. I just realized that I never put that behind an email fulfillment. I never put that behind an email paywall, so to speak. Not that you have to pay for it, but now you can go, well, before this episode, because we're changing that today. But previously, you could just go click on the link and it would take you directly there. Fulfillment, boom. Because I didn't want to worry about it at the time. I just wanted it to be up. So what I said in the episode, you could get, right? And I never went back to it. But now what I'm going to show you guys is how I grow my email list by creating freebies where people have to give me their email. And in exchange, I give them something of value, which in this case is that sample poll that I sent to my friends that you can adapt and send to your friends. Got it? All right, so let's do this. So the email list is the lifeblood of any business, any side hustler. One of the biggest things you need to know starting out from jump is make sure you're giving people a way to connect with you and give you their email. We often forget to do this in the early days of our side hustle, but I'm here for you to make sure that you don't make the same mistake a lot of us make. So I'm going to share with you how you can start off from jump collecting emails. And in case you don't know, which I'm sure a lot of you do, but let's just real quick talk about this, right? Why the email list is even important. First of all, I'm not going to start with the most obvious that you hear all the time. I'm going to start with something that a lot of people don't think about, which is that an email list keeps people informed about what you're up to. Day to day, people are engrossed in their own life. They are busy, capital B. They're not paying attention to every single one of your social media posts, no matter what platform it is, whether it's TikTok, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. They're not paying attention. They are so engrossed in their own life and their own stresses that they need to get through, you know, the next thing that they're trying to do in their life. So yeah, they might tap in here and there. They might get a laugh. If you don't come up in their algorithm right away, they have no idea what's up with you. And they're likely not just searching your name to go to your page to see, hey, what has so-and-so posted lately, you know? So an email list allows you to tell them. More people are going to check their email and see what you're up to when they're on your email list than they are going to see every post on your social media pages. So number one is an email list gives them direct information about what you're into straight to their door. Number two is the email list also gives people a way to stay up to date as soon as something happens. As soon as something happens, if someone's on my weekly newsletter, they are up to date. They don't have to go catch up a month later and say, oh my God, I missed this. I didn't know she was pregnant. I didn't know she had a whole second baby. My email list, you guys heard it here first. Before I even put it in a podcast episode, before I put it anywhere, I updated my email list because that was the easiest and most direct way. And that's something that's always the people on the Side Hustle Pro email list. Head over to sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. Y'all are going to hear and be the most up to date. And that's just how it is. Even though I still share things on Instagram, I just know that less of you are going to see that in your algorithm unless you are just subscribed to Side Hustle Pro, logged in at the exact right time, or, you know, IG decided to serve it up to you. So that's what I love about the email list. And then it also gives people an opportunity to talk to you one-on-one. So if you are only sharing your side hustle updates via your social platforms, then you're forcing people to either always have to send you a DM or to write out their thoughts in the comment section. And not everybody wants to comment publicly. Not everyone wants to stay connected with you in that way. They want to have that one-on-one, oh, I can just reply to this email conversation. And that creates a degree of intimacy and a degree of closeness as well. So sometimes when I send out my newsletter and people write a reply, it feels like sometimes they're surprised that I wrote back, but I read every single thing. And if, you know, I don't reply, charge it to my head and my life, not my heart, but I do try to respond and I read every single one. And it just feels like a more direct way of connecting because yes, I can go over on IG and respond to every comment, but you know, sometimes your names might be a little different. It might be a play on words, or you might be on your business account. And I don't remember you the same way as I do when, you know, I get an email from, oh, Victoria is always responding. Oh, I know Victoria. Oh, I know this person. So there's a more direct and straightforward relationship that forms through the email list. And then finally, I will go with the obvious one. It's very important, though. You own your email list. You don't own these social media platforms. I don't know what's going to happen with these social platforms, but any given day we can wake up, there could be a blackout. It could just be gone completely. It could be sold and then they completely change it. The US could ban it. We just don't know. So with the email list, you'll always have the names and emails of these people who decided to sign up and subscribe to your email list. If you want to move to a different platform, you still can download that data and import it up to the new platform that you decide to use. So you're not stuck with one platform either. So if you decide to move email service providers, you still will always own your list. And that's a beautiful thing because how many times have we thought about, oh, I need to, you know, screenshot and download every picture. I need to go to my files on these platforms and download everything I've posted because we've given them such rich information. Or, oh man, how do I get everybody who I'm connected with here over to here? But with an email list, it's way simpler. You literally can download as a CSV file and you're good to go, or any kind of file that you want. Now, let's get back to the co-working part of this episode. So here's what I'm doing. I'm going to walk you through the steps that I am going to take to change that little blunder that I've made in my own business. And I hope sharing this with you guys just shares and shows you that I'm always learning, growing, and leveling up. All right. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to change the freebie site. I'm going to redirect the URL. So the URL right now is sidehustlepro.co/poll, P-O-L-L. That's currently pointed directly to the Google Drive upload that shows you the screenshot of the sample poll with the questions. I am now going to go into a website that I use called leadpages.com. So it's essentially a website I've been using forever since 2016 when I first started doing Side Hustle Pro. And essentially what it does is it's kind of a shortcut. So let's say that you don't have a website, or even if you do, it's more work for you to go on your website and custom create pages for people to input their email, unless you have like some templates. But even still, like these websites like Lead Pages, because there are other websites like this, and I'm, you know, not beholden to any particular one. But what they do is they make it easy for you to just drag and drop and quickly design something that someone can come to and download what they want after they give their name and their email. I hope that is straightforward and made sense to you guys. So in lieu of a website, I believe you still have to have a domain name, but in lieu of a website, you can quickly get what's called landing page up. And it's so easy because it takes the pressure off of you setting up this website, which oftentimes we actually underutilize anyway. So I highly recommend using these landing pages services. You can also use it from your email list provider. Like I use ConvertKit, and there are landing pages on ConvertKit that I need to familiarize myself with, but I'm just so used to lead pages that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We're going to use it until we don't have to use it anymore. So I'm going to go over to lead pages, and I've used it before. So if you want to see an example, I'm going to create a quick landing page that says something like, want the sample poll, get access here. And then when they click the get access button, when you click the get access button, because you'll see this when you go, then it'll just quickly say, you know, input your name and your email. Once you do that and press submit, you'll be taken to a thank you page that says, you're all set, check your inbox. So the first thing I'm doing is I'm setting up that lead page. Oh, and I might also go over to Canva if I feel like it, if I want to get fancy. I might go over to Canva and quickly create a nice image for that lead page, or I might just use the sample designs that they have on lead pages and just go with that. So I'm still deciding, but that's another option. I use Canva as well till I'm blue in the face. All right. Canva and me, we go together. All right. So that's step one and two, Canva, lead pages, Canva. Then for the fulfillment of this freebie, right? It needs to be connected to my email service provider, which in my case is ConvertKit. A little note on this here. So I started out using MailChimp, which is another excellent service as well. And somewhere in the last few years, I switched over to ConvertKit because I really liked how they allow you to tag people who come onto your list. I like their system a little bit better. So fill out the services. Start with the free service when you can. I believe MailChimp was free up to a certain amount when I was getting started. I'm not sure if they still offer that. All right. So I'm going to log into my email service provider next, and I'm going to create what they allow me to do, which I love, is an automation. So essentially everyone, and by the way, what I like about lead pages is it is synced with ConvertKit. All you have to do is, you know, you put in that information and then the two are synced. So as soon as someone puts their email into that lead page, boom, it goes over to ConvertKit. When I'm in ConvertKit, I have an automation that's going to be set up. So as soon as someone lands on my email list from downloading that poll, they're tagged with poll. They're then put into an automation. And the automation says, anyone tagged with this tag poll, and that might not be the tag, but you know, you get me, whatever you want to tag them with, it, that automation tells ConvertKit, whoever is tagged with this, send them this email immediately. All right. So I'm going to create an email sequence that sends the survey to them. So the survey will go to their inbox immediately after they download it. So that's how the magic works. So what I'm doing here and what I've just demonstrated to you guys is I am growing my email list by creating something of value that you can have in exchange for sharing your email with me. And then we can continue to stay connected. You get all the benefits that I shared about in the beginning, right? You get to stay informed of what we're up to over here in Side Hustle Pro land, be the first to know and have that greater connection with me, be able to email back, talk to me. And of course, I own the list. So no matter where I go, I'm always able to talk to you guys and keep you informed. So that is what we're doing to grow our email list. I started growing Side Hustle Pro this exact way, and you can start it as well.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
One of the first things I did, one of the most successful landing pages I did on lead pages, was I had a social media challenge. It was an Instagram challenge back in the day. Over 1,000 people signed up for that challenge. So that was the first real boost of subscribers to my email list. So think about some things that you might want to do to start growing that email list. If you're just starting out and you don't have a business idea yet, you don't have a side hustle idea yet, consider creating content around what you are interested in, because that will lead you there. And that will also attract attention surrounding your expertise and things that people can pay you for or might want to learn more from you. And then invite your network to continue to get this kind of content directly from you by joining your email list. So consider doing this if you are just starting out. Now, building off what I'm doing to grow my list by now putting this poll behind the email list fulfillment, for lack of a better words, I really don't know how to describe that right now. But what I'm also going to be testing, because we're in a season of testing, and you guys are seeing it live and direct in process. So when you go over to my Instagram, or when you come onto my list, you're going to be like, this is what she talks about on the episode. So what I'm also going to be testing is organic posts and DM automation, as well as some ads around this. So let me break each one of those down. All right. So nowadays you may have seen, or if you're not a social media marketing nerd like me, maybe you haven't, but there's a service that I have had forever that I don't utilize enough, but now it's gotten this resurgence. It's called ManyChat, M-A-N-Y chat, C-H-A-T. And ManyChat allows you to send automatic DMs to people once they opt into something. In the past, I've used it for webinar. You know, once you opt into the webinar and you opt in to getting messages from me, you might get a DM with the information on Facebook. Like that's, I think, what I primarily used it for in the past. But now I started seeing people using it on Instagram. You might have seen this, right? Everyone's like, comment shop, comment shirt, comment pod, comment this. Everybody's commenting something. Okay, I could comment too. I could do that too. I already have ManyChat. So we're going to be testing that. So what I'm going to do, right, in the episode where I talked about how to find your niche and the poll, how I sent that poll out, I'm going to take a clip from that episode, a moment where I spoke directly about that, right? We'll put some nice graphics on it. Shout out to my social media content manager, Yasmin. All right. So we're going to take a clip. We're going to insert some nice images. We're going to, you know, make that very shareable. And I will, in my Instagram captions, will say something, you know, like comment survey or comment poll. If you want to get the exact poll I used to figure out my niche. Boom. When they put that word poll, you know what ManyChat is going to do? ManyChat is going to send them a DM from me, Nikayla. Now, I used to think DMs from services were very spammy. The verdict is still out, you guys, because I haven't tested it in a while. However, what I have tested is doing this on other people's posts and people I respect. So I've done it and the fulfillment has been immediate. The DM has come through immediately. So there are people who are, you know, podcasters that I respect who are doing this and are able to directly grow their email list this way. So I think that's pretty cool. So I'm going to be testing that out. So when you comment poll, you'll receive the link to this lead page that I just set up, and then I can grow my list that way. Now, taking it one step further, here's the third piece of this puzzle that we're going to be doing. All right. I am going to be either using that same post and turning it into an ad, or, because I'm still deciding, I am going to record a shorter clip just straight to camera, me talking to the camera. I'm not even going to use this setup probably. I'm just going to like do it on my iPhone. So, because what that does is when you do an ad like that, it grabs people because it looks so organic. It looks like, you know, it's just like a, especially if it's an Instagram story ad, it looks like just another Instagram story. You popping in with your face, you grab people. The challenge can be like, you got to really, you know, get their attention quick, but the right people, you'll get their attention. So I'll record a shorter clip because I'm not sure if I get to the point of the poll quickly enough in the episode for it to be an ad. For an ad, you got to be like, here's the poll I used to figure out my niche when I was confused. Boom. That's what it needs to say. And so I'm going to record a shorter clip, make that an ad. Though once they click on the link in the ad, it will take them to that lead page. So you see all the pieces of the puzzle coming together. And I want to call out the fact that this is all a test, you guys. You are seeing me test in real time this year. Here's why I'm testing this. So I haven't created a new real juicy, super no-brainer freebie for side hustlers in a while. And I have this guide that I really like, but sometimes I think that maybe people might be intimidated by the guide. Maybe they're not ready to read. You know how nowadays people's attention span, not the longest. So I am testing out shorter, valuable things that are no-brainer. Like, it's a poll. I don't have to read. I don't have to study. I don't have to do any homework. All I have to do is get my email and boom, I get this information. I could go use this today. Isn't that cool? So that's what I am testing out. And so that's why, based on the responses that I already know that people find this helpful, and what I'm testing is how many people will find this helpful. Will people outside of Side Hustle Pro regular listeners find this helpful? Will they get it? You know, or do they need to be in the deeper into the Side Hustle Pro ecosystem to get why you should be sending a poll to your network and how it can help you decide on your niche? All remains to be seen. That's why we test. So that is what I'm up to. And I plan to test this ad for at least 3 months, adjusting weekly based on my findings. So it's not like I'm going to put it up and just set it and forget it and check back in 3 months. No, I'll be looking at it daily, assessing weekly, tweaking as necessary, maybe even making subsets. And I'm starting with a very low budget to begin with, under 100, and going from there to see what the conversion rate is, to see what my audience needs to be. Because, you know, when it comes to Facebook ads, it's just so tempting to just start putting all these different targets. It's so tempting to stick with just the default target of targeting people who follow your page, or people who look like people who follow your page, or people who look like people on your email list. So I'm also going to be testing different audiences. Well, with as much as I can on a budget, I might start out with one audience or two. And that's the beauty of testing. I'm not putting any pressure behind this. All I want to do is to start learning what actually grows my email list beyond when I'm having something like a masterclass and I'm doing ads. Like, what organic, low effort things do people want from me that I can put out there? And that's how you can grow your email list as well. Don't overthink it. Don't think it has to be a quiz and you have to develop this whole 10 question quiz, or, and if I don't have that, then I'm not going to do anything. Because that's a mistake I've made in the past. I have held off so long on creating some new freebies. And that plural too is an interesting thing, because we sometimes think we need so many freebies going around. No, I'm sticking with one right now. I'm testing one and then I'm moving on to the other. Because when you're distracted trying to do too many, like, oh, I should do one for this episode and I should do one for that episode, just hone in on what do people want from you. People love this poll. People love that episode. And that episode was also based on one of my top episodes of all time, which is, I believe, called How to Find Out What Your Side Hustle Should Be, or something like that. So I said, okay, there is more work needed from me in this area to really help everyone just kind of understand different ways they can go about narrowing down what their side hustle should be, testing what their side hustle should be, and going from there. And I want to emphasize, you don't need to have a product yet. You don't need to have a business idea. You don't need to have set up your consultancy yet before you start your email list. All the email list does is keep people informed. So I started growing my email list when I launched my blog, and there was no Side Hustle Pro yet. It was just my blog, Kayla K Speaks, and I was sending them the blog because I know that in their daily browsing as they commute to work, they weren't pulling up Kayla K Speaks. It's not the New York Times. It's not NPR. It's not an app on their phone. So I had to make sure I sent those blog posts to people. So if you're someone who is creating anything right now, also send it to people. That goes for if you have created a blog on LinkedIn as well. Even if it's doing well, there are people who only go onto LinkedIn when they're looking for a job, or when they want to find out what someone's up to, or find a connection real quick. And if you're doing something weekly or daily, you're missing out on viewership and readership if you're not also having these people on your email list and sending it directly to their inbox. So make sure you're doing that. Before we end this episode, I want to leave you with some steps that you can be doing to start your email list and start growing in this way. Number one, sign up for an email list provider. Number two, start sharing on social media about your side hustle, business, or your area of interest that you want to really lock in on. Just start sharing some thoughts. This will force you to clarify your intentions, clarify your wants and desires out of life. It just puts the fire under you a little bit more. It holds you accountable. And guess what? It updates people on what you have going on. No one knows what you have going on unless you tell them what you have going on. Oh, so-and-so is interested in this. Oh, so-and-so is making this kind of stuff in her house. Not even selling it yet, but oh, I didn't know she had that talent. People take that information and put it in their back pocket. They take that information, add it to their mental Rolodex. It's going to come back in the future and it's going to come back to help you. Trust. All right. Number three, if you're on LinkedIn, likely you're connected with people who are in your network, who know you well, who have interest in what's going on in your world professionally and personally. So you can use my jumpstart method, which I detailed in episode 348. So I'm not going to go through it all again here, but head over to episode 348 of Side Hustle Pro. It's called Use This Quick Email List Strategy to Build Your List Fast. I will link to it in the show notes. Again, that was episode 348. Use This Quick Email List Strategy to Build Your List Fast. So you're going to go over to that episode and get my LinkedIn hack to jumpstart your email list. And again, this is something I did and I used and it worked really, really well to get my list started. So when you're starting from zero, you got to start with the people in your world already. So that can start with sending a text. That can start with putting out on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, like, hey, I'm going to be chronicling this. I've started a Substack. I've started a this. I've started a that. Here's where you can subscribe. So put that out there and then use that jumpstart that I detail over in episode 348. So step four is to create your own freebie. Get practice creating something. Don't wait until you're ready because then you'll never be ready. So create your own freebie. So what I call a freebie is something that your audience will get for free if they give you their email. That's what I mean by freebie. So practice creating your own. It could be something as simple as my tips for being a great networker, my tips for getting my steps in during the day, my tips for anything. You'll be surprised how many people want your tips. So whatever your tips are, don't be afraid to share it. Someone out there needs those tips. And then step five, create posts to promote your freebie in all the content that you create. So in addition to creating a freebie, you can also create something that's paid, a small thing that's paid, whether it's an ebook or e-guide. You can create something so that you get a little bit of revenue that you can invest back into your business while also growing your email list. So my sister Nadine actually did something like this. And it was the same thing where she did something that was helpful for her. She created a couple's annual planning workbook. And her and her husband, they took their, you know, annual start of the year retreat to kind of go through these areas that they want to focus on as a couple, as a family. So it's kind of like their vision board retreat, but broken down into actionable questions and areas to go through and strategize as a couple. And actually, you guys might find this helpful. So I'm going to link to it. She says, elevate your relationship with the couple's planning workbook, the essential tool for couples striving towards harmony and mutual support. So it's perfect for ambitious individuals. This workbook guides you in aligning personal and professional goals with your partner and invest in your shared future today, a small step for lasting alignment and success. So it's only $7.99. This is something she created for herself. Her and her husband found it really helpful. Then she shared it with me and our middle sister and also some friends. And everyone just kept saying, like, this is awesome. Like, you should sell this. And she said, you know what? It is helpful. And what she does is strategic planning and consulting. So she said, I didn't realize it. And oftentimes we don't realize it. That's the blind spot that I talked about two episodes ago, right? We have this blind spot of creating things for ourselves that we need and we find helpful. And we forget that others might find that helpful as well. So whether you're creating a freebie or something with a small fee, make sure it's connected back to your email list. do all the steps that I described in this episode, and you will thank yourself for starting that out, because you don't have to see all the steps before you take that first step. You don't have to see the whole staircase. You just need to know that whatever you're going to be doing on this topsy-turvy, twisty path of life, you want to keep people in the loop. And what better way to do that by being able to send them an email and update them? All right. So step 6 is just to learn and grow. Let me recap those for you one more time. So step 1, sign up for an email list provider. Step 2, start sharing on social media about your side hustle business idea or interest. Step 3, if you're on LinkedIn, make sure to head over to episode 348 and listen to my jumpstart method for starting your email list with your LinkedIn contacts. Step 4, create your own freebie or paid product and start testing that out to grow your email list. Step 5, create posts to promote your freebie or paid product in all the content that you create. And step 6, learn and grow. All right, guys, there you have it. I am off to finish setting up my lead page, my ConvertKit automation, and all of that good stuff. And I can't wait to report back in a few months on how it's doing. So if you have any questions about today's episode, hit me up at hi@sidehustlepro.co. Make sure you sign up for my email list over at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter so you can stay informed, hear from me first, and get all the latest and greatest up-to-date news from Side Hustle Pro. And with that, I will talk to you next week. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you'll receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.